That was a long one.
That was super long. Hi, Daph.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, I need to get to the microphone.
You do. You need to get to the microphone.
I know. I'm always like so far away from it. And then when I'm editing, I always have to like lift bring my voice up. Yeah.
Well, if only you would get close to the microphone and I didn't have to remind you every 2 seconds. I'm like, Mom, look move at your face. Voice. Yeah, but look where I am.
Yeah, away from the microphone.
I'm not away from the microphone. I'm literally talking into the microphone.
Okay.
Oh. It's literally right here.
Okay.
If I got any closer, see, look, I read it out.
Ooh, read it.
Read it. Read it.
Okay.
Read it.
Disturb me with your fact.
Disturb you with my fact. Okay, one of the most common places to find a dead body is on the toilet.
Gross.
I
was thinking, what if you have to use the bathroom? Do you just push them off or do you call 911 first?
Wow.
What if you've been holding it for like 20 minutes or something or even longer?
Well, then sucks. About 42 people die a year from it.
42 people a year from the toilet?
From the toilet.
Toilet-related deaths?
Yes. Yes, toilet-related accidents.
Okay.
But I couldn't find the specific number related to the people that think that something's wrong with them. And they're having, like, so people will, like, go to the toilet and be like, oh, maybe I have to shit and that's the problem. And then they die.
Oof.
But people, like, fall in the toilet. Or fall in the toilet.
How little are you if you fall in the toilet? Or you can
drown.
Oh, because you're drunk and you're puking?
Or a kid. Yeah. Or people go into cardiac arrest like Elvis did.
Yeah. I don't think he did. He had an aortic aneurysm from being constipated and like pushing so hard, which isn't a heart attack. Well,
it said it put pressure from trying to push so hard on his heart and his aorta.
Yeah. An aortic aneurysm.
Yes.
Yep.
Do
you like how I know
that? So according to the CDC, the bathroom is the most dangerous room in your house. Which is kind of surprising over the kitchen where, you know, there's knives and the garbage disposal.
Oh, God. I'm scared. I'm scared of the garbage disposal sometimes, even when it's not on. Or like when I know something's down there and I need to get it. I'm always like in my head afraid somebody's going to reach over and like turn it on, even though I'm the fucking only one there. So I would have to do it to myself, which I'm not planning
like
on doing.
Like the final destination, whichever. Yeah. Final.
Anyway, we're not talking about kitchen. We're talking about bathroom.
And each year, about 235,000 people that are 15 or older go to the emergency room with bathroom related injuries.
How many?
235,000 people.
Jeez, that's a lot.
Yeah, with bathroom related injuries.
How do you, I don't know what kind of injuries are they? Are there any kind of like examples?
Like maybe slip and fall in the shower?
Slip and fall in the shower.
Yeah. Rectal prolapse.
Oh, God. That made me pucker my pooper.
Yeah, slipping and falling in the shower, slipping and falling off the toilet.
Slipping and falling and hitting the medicine cabinet, like the mirror in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Electrocuting yourself.
Whoa.
Everyday life is getting closer to taking a bath with a fucking toaster. I don't know. So you might accidentally find yourself in that position one day.
Oops, I don't know how the toaster got in the bathroom.
Oh my God, I saw the funniest TikTok. We didn't post that TikTok.
I told you to.
No, you didn't. You never texted me.
I fucking texted you.
No, you didn't. If I go back through our text, oh, I gladly.
But ready? Pause it because you still have time.
No, you posted it yesterday. We've literally only talked so much. I'm ready to record, you said. You better get cranking too. And then you said Mars is in retrograde. And then you said, where did you post it? You posted it. You said, you texted me. You said, and the gram is done too. When was that?
Oh, I bet that was in our group text.
I bet it probably was. With Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where's our group text with Dad, Father, and Mom? Gram is done also. No, there's nothing about send me the TikTok, Daphne. About the witches. It's fucking hilarious.
Don't forget to post the TikTok of the witch thing you talked about.
No, you never said.
Yes, I did. It's right there. And it was on yesterday at 9:30 a.m.
Well, I didn't read that text.
You never sent it. I did. You just chose not to read it. But you have time to post it still.
I do have time to post it still.
Especially anyway, before this one goes out.
This other TikTok I saw that was fucking hilarious of this guy putting rose petals all over the apartment, and the girlfriend gets home and then he's like, oh, I made a nice bath for you. And then there's candles all around the bathtub, and then she pulls back the curtain and there's a fucking toaster in the bathtub.
Did you send that to dad?
No. No, I don't even know. I have to find it again, but I fucking laughed my ass off.
That was funny.
I was crying. It was so good. Okay, what you got for me today?
Okay.
That's all on bathroom injuries.
All right.
Toilet-related deaths.
Toilet-related deaths. You're real far from the microphone now.
I am. Okay, you're not wrong. I just have been, like, working out. So I have a boyfriend, and we work out because he's a personal trainer, like, all the time. And so my whole body's really sore all the time. And today was back day. And so now I'm, like, very uncomfortable.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
The hot tub's ready if you want to get in.
Ooh, that's not a bad idea.
Right? That's what I did
the other
day.
Okay, well, we should do that after we get done recording.
I don't want to, but you can.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I love coming home to spend time with you doing it by myself.
I just don't want to get in the hot tub because my skin is so fucking dry.
Coming home and hanging out to spend time all by myself.
No, I just don't want to get in the hot tub because my skin is so dry. And it's because I've gotten in the hot tub 3 times in the last
year.
5 days. No, I've gotten in a lot lately.
And we live in Colorado, so it's dry as fuck.
It's dry as fuck, and I've gotten in very frequently lately because I've also been working out and my back is bothering me because I'm old.
Okay, sorry. You may proceed with whatever you have, and I love spending time by myself when I come home.
Jerk.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, you're the one that left, so we're used to you not being here now.
Thanks.
Okay.
It's in Brimtown.
I'm distracted by your scrunchy in your hair. Okay, no one cares.
Shaped like a flower.
Yeah, it's a lot. I'm doing Ed Gein by popular request.
Who popular requested it?
Bill about 17 times, and then he told Dad he was going to stop asking us to do it because he's asked us like 17 times and we never do it, so he's over asking us. And Dad said that to me, and so I'm doing it.
Okay.
But to be fair, he never officially submitted a case request.
You have our email.
Look at yourself in your camera because you literally have a little like,
yeah, it's alfalfa. Like a flower.
No, look at your fucking hair. It's like alfalfa.
My bangs tucked into my ponytail. They look like I belong to the Who's.
Yeah. I was going to say the Who's, but it was more like alfalfa until you pulled it longer.
I thought you were talking about my scrunchie. I was like, my scrunchie is cute as fuck. What are you talking about?
It is cute,
about?
But it is a lot.
It's not. It's awesome.
Okay. No, it is. You FaceTimed
me
earlier.
It's my
one
accessory in life.
Okay. That's
scrunchies.
Bullshit. Oh, I thought you meant the one scrunchie is your...
No, I accessorize with my different scrunchies.
Me too.
I got green silk. I've got
okay,
solid...
nobody cares about scrunchie talk with Gail and Daphne.
My cheetah print one's my favorite.
I have a little silver one I like the best. It's not exactly silver. It's kind of a muted silver. It's like a shiny gray.
Yeah, I know. You stole it from me and it's sparkly.
Not that one. It's a different one. Anyway.
A different one you stole from me?
Yeah.
She doesn't buy her own scrunchies. She just steals mine.
Yeah. Well, that's how it goes. Scrunchie talk.
She goes, oh, that's my favorite one. And I was like, oh, yeah, you stole it from me. It was in my hair one day. She's like, that's my favorite. I was like, yeah, mine too. My light pink Barbie one.
Yeah, I was going to say the Barbie ones are some of my favorites. Anyway, Scrunchie Talk with Gail and Daphne is now over.
It has come to a conclusion.
Yes, it has.
Okay, Ed Gein for Bill.
Roll. Ed Gein for Bill. All right. And that's because Bill's...
By popular request.
It's been requested 17 times by the same person, but not officially.
Not officially submitted paperwork.
There's no paper trail to follow.
No. So we don't know if it was exactly 17. It could have been 18 or it could have been 14.
Right. So it's purely hearsay.
It's purely approximation and summation. And guesstimation.
Okay, let's move with our mations.
In an Ed Gein nation.
So Bill's from Wisconsin, so that's why. And Ed Gein's from Wisconsin. I'm just moving on.
Because Bill's from Wisconsin.
Bill's from Wisconsin and Ed Gein's from Wisconsin, so that's why Bill knows about Ed Gein.
Okay, yeah.
Because otherwise Bill's not really a serial killer guy.
Ed Gein isn't really a serial killer guy either.
No, he's not. Really.
Just a weirdo.
Right, he's
you
not.
You may proceed. Either. Tell us the story, because I don't know the details. I just know he's a weirdo.
Okay, so Edward Theodore Gein, a.k.a. the Butcher of Plainfield, So that what? Was his, the Butcher of Plainfield. That's what they called him. So okay. Like the Zodiac, he's the Butcher of Plainfield. But that was after he got caught. Obviously, they didn't like call him that in the beginning. Hey, Butcher.
Well, they called the Night Stalker that in the beginning. So
people knew who Ed Gein was. And they didn't go, hey, he's the Butcher of Plainfield. Not until after.
Yeah, people knew who Richard Ramirez was, too. And they called him the Night Stalker.
Well, that's because he was a creepy fucker.
No, nobody to his face was calling him that. That's what the public had him dubbed as. So the public had him dubbed as the Butcher of
West Plainfield.
Lane.
Right.
Of Plainfield.
Of West Lane. But... okay, never mind. I'm not going to argue about it. But it wasn't like it was an ongoing thing in the newspapers where they were like, oh, the Butcher, like BTK, and like they didn't know who he was. It was just after he was caught and he was in court.
They started calling him
they
that.
They started calling
they
him
They gave
that.
Him that nickname with his face attached to the nickname, not like, oh. Ooh,
funny you should say with his face attached.
Who is the Night Stalker?
His face attached. That's funny. Yeah. Very punny in the Ed Gein, in the Ed Gein saga. Okay. Edward Theodore Gein, a.k.a. the Butcher of Plainfield, was born August 27th, 1906 in La Crosse, Wisconsin. He was born to George Philip Gein and Augusta Wilhelmina Gein. He had an older brother named Henry George Gein, who was born January 1st, 1901. So, like, I'm laying the background here.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Their child. I'm hearing you lay the background, and I'm thinking to myself, is he still alive? Because he'd be almost 100.
It was a long time ago, yeah, that they were born.
Yeah, so is he still alive? Oh, no, he'd be more than 100. What am I doing in my brain now?
He'd be like 75. Nice snort. No, neither one of them are alive, but I'll continue if you don't mind.
Yeah, he would be almost 120 years old. He'd be 119 years old.
Be old as fuck.
My brain heard 1926 when you said 1906 and did some weird math things happening. I'm sorry. The dyslexia took charge.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Sucky thing.
It really is. Yeah. All right. Sorry. I understand. Keep going.
So they had a difficult childhood. George was an abusive alcoholic, and his mother, Augusta, was a religious fanatic who was heavy-handed. So she's like...
hitting them?
Yeah, she's like...
why don't you just say she's beating her kids?
She's
heavy-handed.
She's heavy-handed because that's how she was described. She was described as a religious fanatic who was heavy-handed. And she was a German immigrant, or her parents were. And so was George's family. Like, they were German immigrants.
Okay.
Not
so
that
the
that
boys
matters.
Were first generation.
Yeah, I believe so. Not okay. that matters. Just fun fact. All right.
Gotcha.
Augusta was the primary breadwinner for the family. She had a successful grocery store that, you know, she ran, and like the family would help her somewhat, but not really because the kids are little and George is an alcoholic. So George worked kind of off and on as a carpenter and a tanner and a farmer. And you know what a tanner is, right?
Leather.
Yeah. And his mother hated his dad and thought he was worthless. Okay. He was like...
so they're in a loveless marriage.
Very loveless, like hate, because she just was like, he was the devil. But she wouldn't divorce him because she was super religious, but like he was an alcoholic and he was a douchebag. And so.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It was all bad.
You know, love and hate are the two horns on the same goat. So.
Yeah, that is true. Ed had his first experience.
Equally as much passion. Sorry. I was just trying to think of my next words when I was saying that.
Okay.
But passion was, yes, equally as much passion it takes for the two of them.
That is true. That is true. And she hated the man. Hated him.
Yep.
So Ed had his first experience with death / pleasure all in one, like a roll up, like caramel and chocolate all together.
Death/pleasure. I'm confused.
Pleasure, I can't suppose. With death, there was death that gave him joy and pleasure.
Oh, God. So someone died and he was like,
and he was he was 7 years old and he saw his parents slaughter a pig in the shed behind the store. And he ejaculated while he was watching this. And he was seven. Yep.
Yuck.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and they're killing a pig and it gets you off.
That's disgusting.
And you're seven.
I was hoping you didn't mean sexual pleasure and that you were just like, oh, yeah, this is good.
Like joy.
Like, yeah.
No, like some different pleasure.
Yeah. Ew. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Proceed.
So when Ed.
I don't want to hear about 7 year olds doing that.
When Ed was 8 years old, the family moved.
Now he's eight and we're going to hear about 8 year olds doing it.
Dude, let me go. This is going to take us 17 hours. Ed was 8 when the family moved to a 195-acre farm in Plainfield, which is Wisconsin. Augusta wanted to move far away from the city because of the immoral activity. And this, and I was doing air quotes, not that anybody could see that, but immoral activity. And the sinners who lived there and engaged in sinful behavior. And his mother's reason for moving to the farm to protect the boys because the nearest neighbor was a mile away and she wanted to just keep them from the outside world because the whole fucking world's just evil. Like, she's okay. The only good
what
one.
What about her grocery store?
I think they she must have still had the grocery store. I don't know how far away it is, though. It said it, but it didn't. But it just says that, like, she's still the only one. Like, she's the only one making the money. So I don't know if she took the store or, like, if she's doing other things. Like, because they have this 195-acre farm. So is she, like, growing vegetables and having eggs? I don't know. But gotcha. The husband's not bringing any money.
195 acres.
That's huge. A fucking lot. Yeah.
It's a lot of land. A
lot to take care of. Ed and his brother attended a one-room schoolhouse with only 12 kids. And Augusta would severely punish Ed for trying to make friends.
Wow.
Because she just wants to keep him.
She's like under an iron. She has him under an iron fist.
Right.
She wants to control him and isolate him.
She doesn't want the boys to be influenced by anybody but her.
No corruption.
No corruption. But not to worry on that front, because Ed had a growth on his left eyelid that caused him to have a lazy eye. And he also had a lesion on his tongue that impaired his speech to some degree.
So he was getting bullied.
Mm-hmm. So Ed was bullied for having the lazy eye and the weird speech, and his dad would beat him and hit him in the head until his ears rang. So concussion, right? When Ed would come home from school crying about the bullies.
That's really sad.
It's really sad. So, you know, he's
abused as fuck.
Yeah. And yeah.
Isolated,
abused, no friends. Like,
bullied.
Yeah.
Life sucks.
His life sucks.
No wonder he turned into the butcher of West Plain.
Or of Plainfield.
Plainfield. Why do I want to say West?
I don't know. Because you want it to be in the West, even though Wisconsin's more East than West.
But I suppose.
Augusta pounded it like into both boys' heads that women were to be hated and that sex was the devil.
Okay, nice.
Right. So at 12 years old, his mom, Ed's mom, she caught him masturbating in the bathtub and she grabbed him by the balls and the penis, the dick, the genitals, and she.
I like the way you just keep going and say every name it's referred to as the schlong, the dong.
There's so many others, but I'm not gonna keep going. And she called them, quote, the curse of man.
Wow.
Right? The drama. And yeah. She made both of her sons promise to remain virgins forever.
You little 12-year-old, no sex.
No. Like as they grew up, like. Fast forward.
I understand what you're saying. They had to remain. She made them make a promise as little boys and then reiterated every single day, every single hour.
Women are the devil. And
we won't have sex.
Right. And, you know, they live isolated anyway. So.
Yeah. So who are they having sex with? A goat?
You. Daphne. You.
Well, I totally see it happening. He's getting off to pigs dying. He's probably killing them and fucking them at the same time.
Oh, God, Daph.
Sorry. People are weird like that.
People are weird like
that. That's why we're here. If people were normal, we probably wouldn't be here.
Probably
talking
not.
About Ed Gein.
Probably not.
Okay, sorry. Proceed.
That's okay. So the boys grew into men, right? As boys do. And
they grow up, what?
They never left the farmhouse, and they all four of them lived together where Augusta just fucking ruled the roost, right? She's like,
I just realized you're doing a story like I do.
Okay.
Well, normally you're like, and then he shot 45 people when he ran the other way to go turn around a corner and shoot himself before the police could detain him. And this was so-and-so born on da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I almost always give a background, though.
No, you always give a background, but you usually start with, like,
a bang.
Yeah, you...
Instead of build?
You breadcrumb it, and then you're like, okay, now here's everything in between. You give the trailer... And then you give the backstory and then the full story and then it like all comes together. This time you're like giving the series of events before they take place, if that makes sense.
I am.
Yeah. Normally that's not how you do it.
Sorry.
No. I just you're taking over my thing that I die. But then I started doing the way you do it because I like the way you do it.
Well, I think it depends on the case.
Okay.
Like some of them just need to start like with this is what fucking happened. This one, it doesn't need to start there. This just needs to start with like he has this shitty fucking life. His dad's a fucking drunk and a douchebag. His mom is a religious
heavy-handed,
a religious freak, and she's obviously smacking him around and like she's telling everyone what to do, right? She's like not taking any shit from anybody.
Right.
Except for it sounds like she maybe did take a little bit from the husband, but
she sounds battered.
She what?
She sounds battered.
I don't think she was battered. What I think was just he was a dick and she just put up with it. That's what I think.
Gotcha.
So George, so the dad, he eventually became a helpless invalid and was of no use to the family.
Okay.
And the family, like, they hated him, but they were also scared of him. So he was just there drinking and whatever because they were still giving him alcohol and stuff. And it said that he...
That's a great idea, give an alcoholic alcohol.
Right. Well, because he's
change.
A douche or, you know. And so, like, I think he couldn't help them at all. And so they're like, fuck it. He might as well just be passed out drunk is kind of the impression that I got because gotcha. He's an invalid. So he can't get his own alcohol. And obviously they're providing it.
What is an invalid? Him. What does that mean?
You can't move, like you're bedridden or you're like in a wheelchair or like
disabled.
Yeah. Severely disabled that you just can't move.
Okay.
So yeah,
he could lift his arms up to drink.
Apparently.
And that's the only movement he can do. Right?
He just, that's it. But, you know, they're scared of him, so they give him the booze. And he's, like, drinking half the family's money away, too.
I'm confused why they would be scared of a guy like that.
I think it was just instilled in them.
Just the fear of him?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they're growing up, if they're, you know, young men and they're scared of their dad who they could probably overpower with a thumb.
I think it's just, well, and I'm sure their mom, as much as she hated the dad,
was making them respect him.
Yeah, because he's
was like, give him booze.
Right. But I mean, she also didn't want the dad to have anything to do with like raising the boys. Like she was like, this is my way. This is what we're doing. This is how we're doing it. Like, just stay the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
But he's still living there being a dick.
Okay.
Okay. So that's what
I guess that was my confusion.
No, that's okay. That's what I took from the story. And she fucking rolls her eyes at me. My confusion. And she rolls her eyes and turns her back to me. It's like, I was confused because you're telling it stupid.
I'm not. You're not telling it stupid. And that's not why I was confused. I was confused because you're like, oh, he's an alcoholic, but he can't go get his own booze and like all this shit. And it's like, well, then what? They're just keeping him drunk? That's their best thing that they can do instead of punishing him and making him suffer and not letting him be drunk.
That's their strategy, yes, to keep him just boozed up.
Okay, got it. That's
maybe he's more easy to deal with when he's just drunk. Maybe he's passed out or whatever.
Probably.
I don't know. Why do you keep looking behind me?
Because the wind is blowing and the lights keep swinging out there and they just keep catching my eye.
Oh.
Those Edison bulb string lights that are outside.
We didn't shut the door. That's why.
No. And yeah, I just keep seeing it and it keeps just swinging.
Daphne's like, shiny squirrel.
Basically. Lights. Lights. Pretty lights.
Swinging in the breeze. Or in the freaking 80 mile an hour winds, actually.
Yeah, no kidding.
So fucking windy today.
It's so windy. Sorry, I'm trying not to be distracted.
Look away from the lights. Okay, so George, the dad, he died.
Yeah, look away from the light.
Stay away from the light, Carol Ann.
Okay, continue.
Okay, you know what that's from?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Poltergeist.
Poltergeist?
Yeah. Have you
you've seen the little blonde girl.
Yeah.
And she died when she was like 12. Well, didn't she?
We're talking about the movie, though, not real life sadness.
Oh, I was talking about real life sadness. Yeah, the little blonde girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Carol Ann.
Carol Ann.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Stay away from the light, Carol Ann.
Go. Keep going.
You go.
You go, girl.
All right.
You're mad at me because I'm confused why they just keep this.
I'm not mad at you. I understand because I thought that too. I'm
like, well, why would you? That would be pretty fucking annoying to me. I'd punish your ass. If you can't go get your own booze and you're good for nothing, then you're just laying in bed being a miserable piece of shit.
And tough shit to you, tough titties to the kitty?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, apparently that.
She's the breadwinner. She probably stick him in his own room.
She's like, this is your room. George died in 1940 from complications from pneumonia. And of course, the mom, Augusta, she said he died because he was weak. And she told the boys that he was going to hell.
Nice. Right. He lived a long time.
The dad, I think they said he was like 67 or something.
That's a long time back then. And especially being an alcoholic and such and not moving.
Well, I guess. I don't know. I feel like 1940 to live to be 67 isn't that old, but sure. Way back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People were dying of plagues.
In the 40s?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
No.
It wasn't that when like polio was cured?
Yeah, but that's not a plague. And people didn't die from...
And tuberculosis.
Okay. Fair. Fair point.
I'm like, but tuberculosis was
earlier than that, mostly earlier than that. But anyway, okay.
Sorry, I'm just saying, like, I feel like that's a long life, especially for someone who's not using it well.
Well, yeah, I was going to say in his condition, it's probably a long life. Plus, his wife probably could have, should have, might have, would have taken him out. Yeah.
Taken him out sooner.
Yeah. Henry and Ed both started taking odd jobs around town to, like, support the family, help support the family. And this
how old are they?
So creepy. Well, they were born in 1901 and 1906, and this is so fucking 1940. Yeah, like so 34 and 36 or 39.
Yeah, 39.
They're old. 34. They're full grown adult men.
Yeah.
Who still live at home with their mom being virgins. Well,
that's because they're told that women suck and that they're the worst thing ever.
Right. Yeah, never mind. I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
Okay.
I'll just keep it to myself.
Sorry.
I'll tell you later.
Word. Do you want me to pause and then you can tell me?
If you want.
I do. Be right back.
Ed Gein, who really liked to babysit. Stop looking at the lights.
I'm not. I'm looking at you.
Okay. It seemed like you were looking past me. So he really liked to babysit. And he said kids were more easy to relate to. Can you imagine, like, you grow up
you're like 35 years old and you're like, I love babysitting.
Well, not only that, but
Well, I can understand if you're a woman and you're a nanny and that's what you do because that's a lot
of women. No, I'm just thinking, like, you go, oh my God, Ed Gein was my fucking babysitter. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's also that. And I'm also thinking Ed Gein being easier to relate to kids at 35 years old. What? It's much easier to relate to these prepubescent fucks. Because none of us can have sex.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry.
But people in the town obviously considered Ed to be trustworthy and reliable if they're fucking trusting him with their kids, right?
If they're fucking him?
No, fucking trusting him. Jeez. And Henry also, like, they just considered both of them to be, like, kind of good, wholesome, reliable, hardworking, whatever.
Church boys.
Ish, I suppose. So, 1942 rolls around, and it's World War II. World War II is happening. It's World War II. World War II is happening, and Ed is eligible for the draft, and he gets his draft card in the mail. So, he has to go all the way to Milwaukee for the physical exam, which I don't know how far away it is, but it's far, or ish. It's still in the same state, but yeah,
I don't know what the relation is from Milwaukee to Plainfield. My brain just wants to say West Plainfield. Like, no. Maybe
just it's regular
west of Milwaukee. Maybe it's the western part of the state, and that's why.
Sure.
We'll roll with that. Okay. That's why I want to say
So he had to go all the way to Milwaukee for the physical exam, and he was rejected for the draft because of the growth on his eye, that it slightly impaired his vision. And this was the first and last time that Ed would ever travel so far from home.
Okay.
Ed worshipped his mother. Yep. He worshipped his mom and he never wanted to be very far away from her. And Henry, even though he's still fucking living at home too, like he's, you know, anyway, I'll just keep that to myself again.
He's what? He's the same.
He's what, 40?
Just not draft eligible.
He's 41 years old and he's still living at home with his mom.
Well, yeah, that's because that's what their mom instilled in them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fear of everything of the world.
Right.
Unless it was her hand.
They're evil. Evil. The world is evil.
Yeah.
Henry openly talked about his concern for what he thought.
Babysitter. He was your babysitter, wasn't he, Mom?
Yep. You're busted. Except for, I think he was, I was way not born then.
You were not born then. His kindred spirit was your...
Probably, maybe. Most definitely. Yes. So Henry was like worried about how Ed was so fucking attached to their mom and how he like basically worshipped her. And his brother's like, this is so fucking unhealthy. Like, I'm here. I'm with mom. Like, I'm helping take care of all the shit around here. And yes, the world is evil, but you're like over the top. Right?
He's like, we are the exact same, but you're like 10 notches higher than I am.
You're extra,
you need
to
bring it down.
Right? You're extra mom worshipy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Henry started to like openly criticize their mom.
Okay.
For exerting so much power over Ed. Because the mom was like feeding off of it too. Like,
she's
Ed's
like, oh, yeah, I'm great and amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Ed's like, I worship the ground you walk on. And she's like, please kiss my feet.
I know. I know you do. I made you this way.
You have to.
You're exactly how I wanted you to be.
Exactly.
Bless. Job well done. Pat myself on the back.
Sprain my wrist doing it. So I'm going to also need you to massage my wrist.
Yeah, exactly. You can do whatever I want. There's my wrist. Sorry.
So, moving forward, in 1944, Henry died under mysterious conditions. Go figure. Henry and Ed had been burning like excess overgrowth in a nearby field. So, you know, like it's just a bunch of brush or whatever. And you know,
nearby field, not part of their 46 acres or whatever.
195.
Oh, where did I come up with 46?
You're just making shit up.
Yeah. 149.
195. 195.
Dyslexic. Dishearing lexic.
And there's not even a four in there.
5 minus 1.
That's way more work than just remembering that was 195 acres.
Okay, 195 acres. That wasn't part of their 195 acres.
I don't know.
They were just in a random field burning it down.
Apparently. Because it's, yeah.
They're like, this field looks like it needs to be burned.
Or maybe it's like near to their house or something. I don't know. I mean, the field that they're burning.
It's near to their house?
Like,
do they... They probably live on like the center of this 195.
I don't know. They
acres.
Might not. They might live like in one little corner. Who knows? Or like.
So therefore, that's a huge fucking.
I don't know.
Like, this is the field next to our field.
Now I.
Sorry.
This is my brain that I'm like, I really want to look up a plot map now and see what their land was and where their house was.
That's exactly what my brain is doing. I'm like, you just said a field, a nearby field. I'm like, is it their field? Whose field are they burning now?
I don't know. It's an overgrown.
Was this a
field.
Criminal activity?
No, it wasn't a criminal activity.
Criminal?
Wasn't criminal.
Criminal.
But like back in the day, they used to take like those torches or whatever and they just burn fucking grass or bushes or whatever. And I suppose they do it still. But if you do it here, you'll catch everything on fire because it's a dry as fucking Colorado and windy as fuck. So controlled burns are never a good idea here.
Yeah, controlled burns get out of hand real quick.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. Crop burning.
Yes. Well, it's overgrowth.
Crop dusting.
Crop dusting is a fucking airplane full of pesticides.
Oh. That's different. Not crop dusting.
Not crop dusting. So, okay. Ed reported Henry missing to the police, and he said that he lost sight
There's
of them.
Police in the town?
Yes. Okay. He said he lost sight of him while the two were trying to put out the fire that had gotten away from them, but... He was able to lead police directly to where Henry was found dead.
Oh, cool.
But I lost sight of him. But he's right there dead.
I can't find... There he is.
There he is. And his body hadn't been touched by fire at all.
Well, to be fair, if he was looking, it was on one side, and he might not have been able to see if he was in his periphery.
Right.
From the bad eye.
With the bad eye.
Poor dude, I shouldn't make fun of his over eye growth.
No, you shouldn't. Don't make fun of people's birth defects and things they can't control. Only make fun of the things they can control that we find to be laughable. Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, you're terrible. Okay, because you're not exactly the same. Anyway, so.
No, I think it's all make fun of a bull.
Yeah, agreed. Well, no, not things you're born. It depends. Okay, that's whatever. All right, let's move on with our lives.
I don't know. A lot of people make fun of my height.
So.
I am who I am.
Henry's body hadn't been touched by the fire, but his head was badly bruised. And his official cause of death was listed as asphyxiation. But the police didn't believe that Ed was capable of killing anybody. So they like dismissed the idea that he was killed. They were just ruled it like an accidental death.
Okay.
And then, of course, later on, Henry was thought to be perhaps Ed's first kill.
Gotcha.
So now it's just Ed and his mom on the farm, right? And somehow, some way, Ed gets even more like devoted, obsessed with their mom.
Well, yeah, because now it's literally just each other.
Yeah, but how much more can you get?
His brother's not standing
in the way of him loving his mother.
Yeah, I was going to say we're being any kind of a distraction.
Yeah, true. Ed had dropped.
He's like, you have all of my attention now, Mom. I don't have to divide it.
I love you, Mom. I love you, Mom.
Right. Now she's literally the center of his universe.
Right.
There's no other planets in sight.
So Ed had dropped out of school after only...
You didn't like that analogy?
Finishing the eighth grade. I'm just trying to...
Well, you didn't comment on that analogy. I thought it was good.
It was a great one.
Okay. Proceed.
Thank you. So Ed only finished the eighth grade and he dropped out of school when he was like 14, but he loved to read. That was the one thing that he did get out of school was learning how to read, and he loved to read. So at this point, all he has is his mom.
I thought this is the one thing he did get off on.
No. All he had was his mom and the farm and then his books and then like whatever odd jobs and babysitting that okay. he was doing. And that's it.
Gotcha.
That's his life, right?
Yep.
So not too long after Henry died.
Ed King the babysitter. Right.
Augusta suffered. Maybe that's why Bill wanted us to do it. Maybe Ed King was Bill's babysitter. Except I don't think Bill's that old either.
Bill's definitely not that old. It's only like 10 years older than dad. And this is definitely not, if he's even 10 years older. I don't know if he's 10 years older than dad.
I don't know.
He's younger than Steve. I'm putting my dad's friends on a timeline.
So anyway, so not too long after Henry died, Augusta had a stroke. And so Ed was her only companion and her caregiver because like now she can't go anywhere or do anything either.
So she's not breadwinning anymore?
Nope.
Either?
Nope. And Augusta started to become concerned because it was around this time that Ed started reading books about head shrinking, grave robbing, and human anatomy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Getting off on pig slaughters.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo-hoo. I gotta tell you, every time you say Augusta, I think of Augustus. From Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
Do you want me to say his mom so I don't distract you in that way?
Yeah, I just think of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Well, don't worry, because she's almost out of the picture. It's cool. I'll stop saying
he actually gets off on killing her.
No.
Next.
No. In late 1945, his mom, had a second stroke, and that would kill her. Like, that was the end,
right?
No, he didn't do it.
Okay.
And it was at this point that Ed...
God, he must have been just destroyed.
Yeah, he officially snapped at this point. And he boarded up all but two rooms in the house in order to preserve them exactly as they had been when his mom was alive. So just like basically like a shrine to his mom.
Okay.
And people who knew Ed said that he started to like stink and he looked like all run down and his clothes were shabby and his overall appearance wasn't good, right?
Okay, so and he's really just gone downhill.
Yeah, he's
his only person literally died.
Down. Yeah, that's true. And they also noticed that he seemed unstable.
Huh.
At this time.
Are they still letting him watch their kids?
I'm guessing if he smells and looks like crap and is unstable, probably not, unless you're like super fucking desperate.
Yeah, but this town sounds like it's pretty well vacant.
I don't know.
So who's the babysitter in town? Ed Gein.
Just call Ed.
Yeah, he's the only option.
But he had to continue to support himself, right? So he just did odd jobs and stuff. And somehow he was able to maintain the farmhouse because he stayed in the farmhouse. So I don't know. It must be like all paid off. Like maybe they just bought it outright or something.
Okay.
So according to Ed, in 1947, he began experiencing strange visions and he was compelled to visit the graveyard where his mom was buried. And wow. After several visits to her grave, he dug up her corpse and he twisted her head off with his bare hands. And he took it home and he tried to shrink it from like some of those recipes in like the head shrinking books.
Head shrinking? That's psychiatry, my guy.
No, we'll have it. You know, shrunken head things.
I'm just teasing, Mom. Okay.
Daff. I'm like, get with the head shrinking program.
Yeah, like in Beetlejuice.
Yeah, or like in one of those like oddities things. Have you ever seen shrunken heads in jars?
Well, I don't really look for them.
Well, I mean, it's not like we have them around here.
I like specifically go out of my way to look at oddities and shrunken heads.
You fucking went to an oddities convention.
Okay. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. And I got an aura photograph taken.
And were there shrunken heads?
I don't know. I wasn't looking for them.
Okay.
But there was lots of taxidermy stuff.
Oh, then there are probably shrunken heads.
And there was definitely a taxidermy class. Shrunken heads? I don't think that's allowed. Who in their will is going to be like, yes, people like donate their body to science, but I don't know if being carted around at oddities conventions with a shrunken, with your head in a jar is considered science.
It is.
If this is for educational purposes only. This is Augusta Gein's head.
Shrunken down for the oddities convention.
Jesus, Mom. In a 2024 mason jar. We've updated it recently.
We've moved her up. Moved her up in the world. No, we've
moved her down. Upgraded, yes. Yes. But downsized.
Downsized.
Because she's getting even more shrunken as the years go by. Sorry. When you say this, I think of like Barbie heads.
I'll show you shrunken heads when we're done.
I think I might be okay.
No, but you need to have a visual.
I'm thinking of the guy from Beetlejuice.
No.
It's fine.
No. Look it up. Just Jeez. Pause it and look it up.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's like from Harry Potter.
It's real.
From the night bus?
Daphne's like, that's not real. I'm like, it's fucking real.
I would consent to that. And then we just got this off camera. There's no camera.
It was also off camera because we don't have one.
That we, I literally, my mom goes, I want to be cremated. Don't shrink my head. And I said, I'll put the rest of your ashes in your ashtray.
As requested.
Yeah, as requested. But then I'm going to shrink her head and put it in the rearview mirror. Like, let it hang. Maybe a little decoration. Gross. But my main question is, who the fuck is consenting to this?
I don't know.
Like, why? Why would you want this to happen to you?
I don't know, but I'm going to do it my disturbing fact then next time.
About them?
Yeah.
Yeah, please. Let's do a whole episode about it. I'm so curious.
I don't know.
Although I'm not really. I'm kind of disgusted. It made me feel really uncomfortable.
I know. Daphne's like, oh. And then she's like, they're not real. I'm like, they're so. It's real. It's for real, real.
It can't be real.
It is. And it literally says, are shrunken heads real? Yes.
Who would consent to that?
Some people who want it done.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter. If you're dead, you can't consent to anything anyway.
That's what I said.
However.
But I asked Daphne to please don't do that to me.
Fucking disrespectful if, like, Augusta was specifically like, Ed, do not make me into a shrunken head.
Well, and especially if she's already,
No head.
Especially if she's already concerned about him reading those books and stuff. She's like, fuck.
Right. And then she's like, do not make me into a shrunken head. And then he's like, I'm going to go dig up her grave and make her into a shrunken head.
Right. I'm going to twist her head off with my bare hands.
Yeah, I was imagining like a head in a jar with formaldehyde. That was not what I was picturing. A dehydrated head? Yeah, I was not imagining. And like, what happened to the skull? Like,
I'm going to disturbing fact it. So let's move on with Ed Gein.
When I went to
the
oddities convention, it was like shit in formaldehyde. Like there were a bunch of like rats and stuff in formaldehyde and mice. Yeah. Oh, no, it was so gross. I couldn't go over there.
Yeah.
I was on a date there. I was like, we can't. Like, I can't walk past this.
I can't do this.
I was actually looking, though, for another terrarium, like the one I have that has the bird skull in it and the butterfly.
Fucking weirdo.
It has some crystals in it, too. It's really pretty.
I never noticed it had a bird skull.
It's got a tiny little finch's skull in it.
Daphne, that's wrong.
Why? It's already dead.
I know, but oh.
It was probably like scavenged then that happened. I guarantee it was.
Still, I don't want any scavenged skulls. That wasn't killed.
Like Ed Gein probably actually killed his mom specifically to make her into a shrunken head.
No, she had a stroke.
I'm not buying that.
No, because he loved his mom.
I'm not buying that. He would rather preserve her than be around her.
No, not true. Not true.
He would rather make her into a shrunken head and use her as the decoration on his rearview mirror when he's driving around.
Gross.
Then he can be with her 24/7.
24/7.
He can put her in his pocket.
Are we ready to move on?
Probably.
Okay.
After I readjust myself, give me one sec. Sorry. Told you I'm sore. And my hips are sore. Everything hurts.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Fucking personal trainers.
douches.
Yeah.
All right.
Since this, he's a douche.
He doesn't listen?
If he listens.
Oh, I don't know. That makes him extra douchey if he doesn't listen to us.
I think he said he does, but I don't know. I guess after we post this, if he responds, if he listened to it or not, then we'll know.
Right.
I'll have my answer.
All right. I'm going. Okay, I'm moving forward. So Ed started closely following the obituaries for recently deceased women who looked like his mom.
And he's going to make them into shrunken heads, too.
And he started going to cemeteries in the middle of the night. And he said, this is all like his recount, right? So he said he didn't always violate grave sites. Sometimes he just went out of like this morbid compulsion that he needed to go to the cemetery in the middle of the night. Right.
I didn't always violate the grave sites. I didn't always dig up the grave. Sometimes I just sat there. And,
well, he said he went like 40 times.
40 times?
40 times, but only like on, according to him, about 9 occasions that he dug up coffins of newly buried middle-aged women who, based on their obit photos.
That's just shy of 25% of the time that he did that.
That he thought resembled his mom, like that's from the obit pictures.
Gross.
Yeah. So, and he would just take parts, I'm using quotes, that he wanted or needed for a project or something. And then he would rebury the rest, right?
I'm already scarred enough from those images.
Scarred. I'm scared.
I'm scarred for life.
Yeah. Well, you didn't know what I was talking about, so I needed you to have
you
a visual.
You could have said the night bus in Harry Potter, the talking heads. Those are shrunken heads.
I know, but you didn't think they were real because it's Harry Potter. It's real shit, man.
Well, you could have said it was real shit, man.
You were looking at it on the internet and you were like, this isn't real. So
because
you're not going to believe me.
Somebody's skull shrink to that size.
I am going to do a disturbing fact about it.
Bones stay pretty well intact, even like after you fucking. I'm sorry, that was the wrong. That was not the right verbiage I was going to say. But like when I got my cat's ashes back, right? And some of her bones were still in there. I had to pull some of her ashes out. Remember when I got that ring made of her ashes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to sound even weirder and more morbid, but I have a ring that has my cat's ashes and it makes me feel close to her and I love it because she died and it was really sad. I didn't just like kill her or take off one of her legs and make her and cremate it.
Made
one,
it into
one single
a ring.
Leg while she's still alive.
Oh, so mean.
I'm totally going to do that for Sunday.
Just cut off one
in
of her legs
20
like
years.
Tomorrow.
I cut off all her legs.
Just one.
Might be fun to do too.
All right, let's
make her jump around.
You're mean.
It's a joke. Oh my God. Are you kidding? We're talking about like one of the most morbid things ever.
Yeah.
Shrunken heads. Proceed.
Okay, thank you.
Digging up 9 graves that looked like his mom. Fucking weirdo.
Fucking weirdo.
That's, if you said 40, that's just shy of 25% of his visits that he is digging up graves. That's a quarter of the time that he's visiting the cemetery.
Yeah.
That he is being a weirdo.
Yeah.
Like extra weirdo.
Like extra crispy.
Super weirdo.
Super weird. Extra, extra weird.
Yeah.
Ed's first known actual victim, like live person.
He killed someone?
Yeah. Her name was Mary Hogan, and she had a really strong resemblance to his mom physically, but that's it. Because she owned a bar. And
oh,
she was
say she was a prostitute, wasn't she?
No. Well, she maybe had been. I don't know. Because it says that she owned a bar and she was foul-mouthed and she had a questionable past.
Ooh.
So I'm quoting.
Questionable.
Questionable. And Ed started fixating on her in 1951. And when does mom die? In 45. Yes,
know.
Late 1945. So 6 years later, he starts like fixating on this live woman who looks like his mom, but it's not like anything personality wise like her, right?
Right. Just skin.
Right.
Their flesh suits look the same.
Literal. He didn't act on it, though, until 1954.
So he's just waiting a long time.
Yeah, I think he's just like trying to get up the nerve is what I'm thinking. Like
he's like grave robbing light.
Right.
Killing someone, medium.
I got to work my way up. I think it's just like, I don't know. He's just satisfying it on some level by digging up these bodies.
He's just, that's just beginner level in this game.
Right.
He's moving on to intermediate, which is the first murder.
The first murder.
He'll be advanced by the time he hits the fifth.
Sorry.
That's okay. Mary disappeared from her bar on December 8th, 1954, and police suspected foul play because there was blood on the floor and an empty bullet shell casing. So weird. We think something might have happened here.
We think something probably bad happened, but we're not positive.
Right, and we don't know where Mary is. And there's blood and a bullet.
And she's gone.
And she's gone.
Mary left.
The day after the murder, Ed was working with this guy named Elmo Uick, I think. Uick. And Elmo.
And Elmo was his name-o?
Yeah. And he told, Ed told Elmo that he had killed Mary and that he hung her up in his house. But Elmo, like, just was like, yeah, okay, cool,
Ed. You're so silly.
Right? He's like, huh, that's a good one, Ed. You're so funny. And, like, he didn't do anything about it because he just thought he was just joking. He's like, okay, cool.
He's like, this guy's so silly.
Right? He's like, that's kind of creepy, but yeah.
He's like, Ed, this silly little religious virgin.
Right? He used to babysit my kids.
Yeah. He wouldn't do that.
Right?
Not Ed.
And then
the... Not Ed, the local babysitter. He's never even heard of a bar, except for his standard of babysitting.
Right.
Sets the bar high.
Sets the bar. The next known victim wouldn't be until November 16th of 1957. And her name was Bernice Worden. And she owned the local International Harvest Products shop, which sounds very fancy.
57. That means, yeah, you know, he could have been Bill's babysitter. We'll have to inquire, or he'll have to respond after he hears that.
Minds want to know.
He could have been.
He could have been.
I don't know how far Madison is.
Well, he'll be surprised when it pops up on his YouTube.
From Plainfield. Not West Plainfield. Just Plainfield.
Just regular Plainfield.
Yeah, Plainfield.
He listens to us on YouTube and it comes up like automatically for him. So I'm not going to tell him that we're doing Ed Gein, and then he'll be all surprised when it pops up on there. It says Ed Gein. And then we just talk shit about him for the first 5 minutes.
We're like, Bill, no formal case request. Bill, you must have been babysat by Ed Gein, right? Is that why you like sleeping bags so much?
Creepy. Oh my god. Okay, we have to get back to it. Plus I'm gonna have to take out all of
I'm sorry,
we make so many noises.
We are noisy people.
And weird noises.
We make sounds.
We make a lot of sounds. She not only owned that fancy store, but she was also the mother of Deputy Sheriff Frank Worden. Worden. I think it's Worden.
Let me see. How's it spelled?
W-O-R-D-E-N, like word and N.
Worden. Worden.
Yeah. I just want to say Worden.
Weird.
Worden. It's hard to say, clearly.
Worden.
So Bernice disappeared from her store on that day. So November 16th, 1957. And like her son went looking for her.
Sorry, question. What happened to his mom's store?
I don't know.
Okay, it's just a looming question.
I don't know.
You didn't bother to
know.
Okay.
No, because, you know.
You knew that would be a Daphne hang up.
I didn't know it. Proceed. I didn't know it.
You know I love shopping. I need to know what happened to the store.
It was a grocery store, so don't worry about it. And there was nothing gluten-free at the time.
I love Trader Joe's.
Nor do you eat pork, and clearly they're slaughtering pigs, so.
Yeah, I'm gluten-free and I don't eat pork. My life is fabulous. Limited options out there, ladies and gents.
Pork is a choice.
Pork is a choice. Gluten is an allergy.
Alrighty then.
Okay, on that note.
Right.
So a sesame.
So her son is the deputy sheriff.
Yeah, and she's missing from her store.
Yeah, she like doesn't come home or whatever. I don't know if his dad calls or
how
what.
How old is she?
I don't know.
She's old enough to have a son who's a cop.
Yes, that. I also read somewhere that he might have been a fireman, but mostly I read that he was a deputy sheriff. Because then it was like reading and it was like, oh, and the fireman... Frank, and I was like,
who's the lead investigator?
Fucking
on this
fireman,
case?
Or is he a deputy sheriff? But more often did I see that it was a deputy sheriff. Okay. I only saw the fireman one time, so I think that that's not true.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so she had disappeared from her store on that day. And when they went looking for her, the cash register was gone and there was blood on the floor and a .22 caliber rifle that was out of place on its rack in the store. So obviously they were selling guns in this International Harvest Products shop.
I bet he would have hit it off well with Betty Lou Beats.
It sounds...
She wanted to be worshipped.
I know, but she also... was super vain. So I don't think she'd be with somebody who had a lazy eye, a speech impediment, and stunk.
Yeah, but she wanted to be worshipped and taken care of.
Yeah, I think not, though.
Okay.
I think she had like a type.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. She definitely had a type because she had the guy that had the house on the lake and all that. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like they would have been a match. I don't know why.
Okay. Who would have killed who first?
My matchmaking skills are going off in my brain.
They also
successful, by the way.
So the register is missing and then this gun is like out of place, right? And then they found a receipt for antifreeze made out to Ed Gein, and it was the last sale of the day on that day, on November 16th.
Okay.
So on November 17th, Sheriff Schley, S-C-H-L-E-Y.
S-C-H-L-E-Y.
Schley. That's what I said. Just not so quickly. You just had a
really hard time spitting that out. Schley.
Well, because I'm like, is it Schley?
Schley, girl.
Right, Schley. So Sheriff Schley. That's hard to
say. Sheriff Schley.
And Deputy Warden. Those are hard.
Who named these people?
I don't know. Ancestry.com. So they went to Ed's house and they entered through the shed / summer kitchen. Because, okay, this is also a thing. And it's like,
I had a winter kitchen too.
A winter kitchen. But like in the, okay, so that part of the country is super fucking humid and hot in the summertime. And so people do kind of like a lot of outdoorish cooking if they have the space for it. Back then, I don't know about now. So
it's an outdoor kitchen, basically?
Yeah, it's an outdoor kitchen.
So we basically went under the patio where there was a grill?
Basically. Except for that it's a shed, too. So it's a shed, and it probably has, like, a countertop and maybe, like, some sort of cookware. Martha Stewart or Magnolia. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Betty Crocker?
There you go.
Paris Collection?
Paris Collection. So they go in through the shed / summer kitchen. Okay. And Bernice's headless corpse was found hanging upside down from her ankles. She was like hanging from her ankles and she was tied to a wooden crossbeam. It's like an open beam, you know, it's like not a finished ceiling.
Okay.
And you don't seem surprised. And she was split.
Not really. No, he probably has already started the process of shrinking her head. His oven's probably set to, like, what?
Like shrinky dinks?
170 degrees Fahrenheit.
Because so you have to do it real slow.
Because it won't burn that way, right. But it'll just very slowly shrink. Condense it.
Okay. But I mean, could you imagine? Okay, so the sheriff's deputy, that's his mom.
Walking in and seeing your mom like that in someone's summer kitchen.
Yeah.
Not even their winter kitchen.
Not even their winter kitchen.
Kind of douchey.
She was split wide open from her vagina to her sternum. Ugh. And she'd been field dressed like a deer. So field dressed means that like he took out all of her internal organs. Like
he has a team?
No, he's just a him. They took out all of her. Stop distracting me. Because you have this thing happening
on my face.
So look, all of her internal organs had been taken out.
Okay
So that's field dressing. And upon further,
were they bagged up like a turkey?
Upon further gross further searching of the home, police found human skulls affixed to Ed's bedposts, a box of organs, furniture made of bone and skin.
What? So he's like fucking Hades, the king of the underworld? That's Hades, right? Hades is the king of the underworld?
Maybe. I don't know.
The ruler of the underworld, whatever. And I imagine he probably has skulls as decorations too.
Probably.
Cool.
He had masks made from where a portion of the skin from a skull was like pulled away and preserved. So mask, like a human face mask. Literal.
Like from The Walking Dead?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And a belt that was made from human skin. Ugh. With boobs hanging from it.
What the fuck?
And an entire suit.
So like the rib cage, basically?
No, boobs, like cut off boobs hanging from this belt. Like fucking tassels or some shit.
No, but I'm saying like he took off like the skin around the ribs and it was all just off.
Yeah.
With the boobs?
Yes.
Freak.
Yeah. Yeah. That. Well, yeah. A freak. One of freak
is in backwards, extra cushion.
Gross. Daphne King. And they found an entire suit, I'm using the words with quotes, made of pieced together skin of women with a vest that had breasts attached to it. Yeah, it's a lot. And so at this point,
you can't see me, but I'm making a face. I sound like my mom.
Can't see me, but so at this point, Ed gets arrested, right?
Yeah, I would hope. Right. Where was he when all this was happening?
I think he was home. Because where does he go?
Nowhere. He's like, oh, you want to see this?
Right. Here, let me show
this
you.
This is my mom's head. I shrunk it.
Right.
All these other women looked like my mom, but this was my mom.
This is my actual mom right here.
This one. Not that one.
The shrinky dink head.
The shrinky dink. Now I'm never going to be able to look at my cat the same. Sprinkadink.
Sprinkadink.
Imagine like, get over here, shrinkadink. Sorry.
It's okay. This is taking us 3 hours to record this.
It's fine. I'm having fun with it.
Good. Glad. Except for, you know, sick and twisted. But okay. So a search of the 195, not 149.
We're just 49.
43. The 195 acre farm was conducted and the search lasted for over a week. And among some of the items found were whole human bones and bone fragments, a wastebasket made of human skin covering several chairs, female skulls. Some of them were whole and some of them with the tops cut off, and there were bowls made from human skulls, a corset made from a female torso skinned to the waist, leggings made from human leg skin, 9 vulvas in a shoebox, a young girl's dress, and the vulvas of 2 females who they guessed the ages were just about judged to be about 15 years old, which I don't really know how you judge that, but okay. There were 4 noses, a pair of lips on a window shade drawstring. Fucking, that's a lot. And there was a lampshade made from the skin of a human face.
My lips up to make sure they were still attached.
Yes, she is. She's like, I'm going to open the shade. And there was a lampshade made from a human face. From the skin of a human face. Mary Hogan, his first victim, right? Her face was made into a mask and that was found in a paper bag and her skull was in a box. Bernice Worden's head was found intact in a burlap sack. She'd been shot in the back of the head and obviously he hadn't had time to do anything with her head before he was caught, right? Because it was the very next day. Bernice's heart was in a plastic...
He fucked up by shopping.
Yeah, well, shopping and having the receipt for sure.
She had the receipt.
Well, that's what I mean. He left the receipt.
He paid.
Yes, he paid.
He fucked up.
And he actually said, and I didn't include this, but he said it was an accident.
That he left the receipt?
No, that he didn't mean to kill her. That's why she was shot in the back of the head, because he said it was an accident. He said that he wanted to see the rifle or something, the .22 caliber rifle, and he took...
I call bullshit also.
But anyway, so...
If you accidentally killed her, you would probably just leave her there.
Right, not take her and start gutting her like a deer.
Yeah.
Bernice's heart was in a plastic bag in front of his pot-bellied stove, and he confessed to police not long after. Like, first he refused to talk, and then they're like, dude, like, you're the only one that lives here. Like, what the fuck?
And so he's your brother.
He started talking.
Shrunk your mom's head. Right? She can't talk from beyond the grave now.
So, yeah. They're like, sorry. Dude, you're caught. So not long after, he confessed to the police that not long after his mom's death, he had begun to create, quote, the woman suit that he, quote, he could become his mother literally to crawl into her skin.
You couldn't hear my gasp, I'm sure, but like my heart just kind of stopped a little bit.
That's gross. And he said he didn't have sex with any of the corpses that he dug up because he told investigators, quote.
He's like, by the way, not into necromancy.
Right. Necrophilia. Although his crimes were still considered necrophilia because he dug up dead bodies. But he told investigators that they just smelled too bad. And that was a direct quote. They smelled too bad.
I wasn't going to have sex with them. No, stunk.
Plus he had to promise to be a virgin, too. But
yeah, that's
true. That didn't come up. And friends of Ed Gein's told the police that he kept shrunken heads in his house, which he said had been sent as relics by a cousin who served in the Philippines during World War II. And these were later determined to be human facial skins that were carefully peeled from the corpses, from the skulls of the corpses. And during questioning, Sheriff Art Schley reportedly assaulted Gein by banging his head and face into a brick wall.
Ow. Mm-hmm. Maybe he deserved it, but still, ow.
Right. And as a result, Gein's initial confession was ruled inadmissible. So
I don't know why they need a confession, though.
Right. Well, yeah.
He's literally caught red-handed.
He literally did it. Schley died of heart failure in 1968 at the age of 43 before Gein's actual trial. So many who knew Schley said that he was traumatized by the horror of Gein's crimes. And this, along with the fear of having to testify, especially about assaulting Gein, is what causes death. Because he was like an upstanding dude, and like the fact that he had like beat this prisoner. But also, like, he's friends with that deputy, and that was the deputy's mom, and then all the other shit, you know, it's just like, holy fuck, a lot.
Too much is happening.
Too much. So on November 21st of 1957, Gein was arraigned on one count of first-degree murder, and he pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity, and he was diagnosed with, go figure, schizophrenia, and found mentally incompetent to stand trial. And he was sent to the Central State Hospital for the Criminally Insane, which is a maximum security facility in Waupun, and later transferred to the Mendota State Hospital in Madison, which all this is in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Then in 1968, so 11 years later, he was deemed to be, quote, mentally able to confer with counsel and participate in his defense. So his trial began on November 7th, 1968, and it lasted for just a week. And at the request of his defense team, the trial was just by judge and not by a jury. And Ed was found guilty on November 14th, 1968.
Did they think it'd be too embarrassing to go in front of a jury?
I don't know. I think maybe they thought they stood a better chance with a judge or something, like one singular person versus a whole bunch of people. But I mean,
I don't know how you'd stand any kind of a chance.
Right. Well, maybe not death penalty or something, you know?
Yeah.
So he was found guilty on November 14th, 1968. And a second trial was held to determine his sanity. And he was determined to be insane and was remanded to the Central State Hospital for the Criminally Insane. So he's going back to the mental hospital. And the judge wrote, quote, due to prohibitive costs, Gein was tried for only the one murder, that of Mrs. Warden. He admitted to killing Mary Hogan. He also admitted to killing Mary Hogan, end quote. So that's what the judge had written.
I'm sorry. I'm listening to you, but mm-hmm. I had a thought in my mind I had to tell you. You know how we always talk about things listening, computers listening, things are listening. Besides the fact that we're actually recording, things are listening. So I have the audition opened up right where we're recording, but I looked up the shrunken head thing. And so it's kind of chilling behind the window that's open of the thing. But right underneath it, I'm getting advertisements from Amazon that are like swiping through. The new dish set you just bought was on there. This aroma thing that you literally just bought that's sitting on the counter is right there. Your Canon printer that you wanted came up on the advertisements. Just weird. I'm going to close this out. Let's see. What is it? Fruit of the Loom. Have you been looking at Jersey Knit Jogger Sleep Pants?
No.
Okay. So that's a random one off.
Nope.
But literally, the new dishes that you just got for your birthday
mm-hmm.
were on there.
Creepy.
The printer that you wanted for your...
That I was discussing.
Yeah.
That I didn't end up buying. I bought a different one.
Yeah, but that was on there.
It was on, yeah, my list of looking at.
And that...
And I also hadn't looked at them.
Green bottle of scent stuff that's on the counter is literally... That was on one of the advertisements.
Creepy.
That's... And this is a different email address than what is... Like, that's signed in on the Google page.
Mm-hmm.
Than what's on your Amazon. Like, probably not affiliated, because this, like, the backup email on this email is my own email.
I got it.
Which,
you.
Again, is not affiliated with your Amazon.
Got
just
it.
Weird. I'm sorry. That distracted my brain.
Clearly.
Well, it's weird.
It is weird. Well, we already know it's happening.
Yeah.
We already know.
Like, it was literally the exact same dishes. Odd.
Odd. Where was I?
He got sent back to the institution.
Ed was also suspected in several of the other... other unsolved cases in Wisconsin.
Yeah, but he confessed to different things.
But he only confessed to those two murders.
But he confessed to all the grave digging too.
Yeah, he did do that. So
probably but no, assumed that maybe he didn't actually do those things.
Yeah, but like there was like this timeline of people going missing and like them seeing a car that looked like Ed Gein's in the area and stuff like that. But it doesn't seem like it's reasonable that he would have done it, but that, he might have.
Does that come around later? Did that come around after he got caught that they were like, oh, we saw his car in the area?
I don't know. There was this one little girl. She was 8 years old. And like at the time.
You said that they found a little girl's dress in the house, though.
Yeah. But I don't know. It was really far away from where he lived. They said it was like a 3-hour drive.
Oh.
But when the day she went missing, they were like, we saw this kind of car. And then it turned out that Ed drove that kind of car. But it was like a different year than what the people said. But anyway, so I don't know. But it said he was suspected in several other unsolved cases in Wisconsin. And also there was like these two hunters that went missing. And it was like the day after they got into an altercation with Ed because they were trying to hunt on his property. And he was like, hey, this is my property line. You need to go over there. And then they did say that they found a human skull buried on his property that was a man's skull.
Okay, and that's not his typical MO.
So, no. So, I don't know. I just don't know. And anyway, so it said...
Could it have been his brother's, though? Did he, like, go dig up his brother's grave?
It could have been. Ooh, there's a thought. But it says, however, lie detector tests exonerated him in any other murders, and his psychiatrist concluded that... His violence was only directed at women who physically resembled his mother. So
here's my thing.
Oh, well, wait, sorry. Let me have my thing. He is crazy. So I feel like a crazy.
My thing. He's crazy.
He's crazy. He's batshit. But I think that somebody who's crazy like that can easily pass a lie detector test because they believe their shit, right? I also think that as of course now lie detector tests are not admissible. And then also the psychiatrist saying that his violence was only directed at women who resembled his mom. That's just doctors saying that based on interviewing him. And you know what I mean? Like doctors get shit wrong all the time.
Yeah.
So
they do.
Yeah.
What I was going to say was I buy what he's selling of the two murders and that's it. And then just all the grave robbings because I feel like I was going to say such a goody two shoes, but obviously he's not. He's got his weird fucking weirdo interests and shrinking heads and all that fun stuff. He's
such a goody two shoes.
All that good stuff. All those good hobbies. Anyway, I feel like he owned up to the two murders, right? He owned up to the 9 grave robbings that he did. That probably is true because he said, yeah, I actually did these things.
Actually, this is true.
Like he didn't give a straight up confession when he got his head banged against the wall. But then later he said, yeah, I did it.
Right.
And so I feel like if they're like, well, did you do this one? He probably would have been honest. And there probably would have been some like evidence in the house that he did it.
But there's like a lot of extra body parts, it would seem, for only being
9 grave robbings.
Yeah, and 2 murders. But I don't know.
Well, really, he didn't even have time to display the second murder's body.
No, because it was the very next day.
Other than gutting her.
Right. So Ed died at the Mendota Mental Health Institute due to respiratory failure secondary to lung cancer on July 26th of 1984. And he was 77 years old. And it said like about 5 years before that, he started to get like senile and he kept trying to like appeal. Like okay. He kept wanting to appeal. And so and he said he wasn't crazy anymore and he didn't want to be in the mental facility anymore. He just wanted to be in regular jail.
But I'm not crazy.
Right. But he's senile at this point. So unfortunately, or fortunately, whatever. Ed's house and property in 1958 were appraised at $4,700.
Wow.
Right. 195 acres. And it sounds like kind of a rundown farmhouse, except for the preserved rooms.
$147?
No.
What did you say? The fuck? How much did you say?
$4,700.
$140.70. No, I said 147.
Just 4,700.
$4,700.
Yeah. $4,700.
Yes. It's 4.7K. But that's also low for that time, isn't it?
I don't know. I think it's just the area, too. And his...
Is it still around today?
His possessions were scheduled for auction on May 30th, 1958.
With people's remains?
And
they didn't get returned to the families or cremated or put in evidence lockers or anything. I don't know. Stand up. Any kind of way to handle a body. Any kind of integrity for these people. What the fuck?
Guess not.
That's like the Lawson family murders that people just go fucking
grab shit.
Yeah. Look, the house is on tour, you know, or it used to be on tour.
So there were rumors that the house and the land would be maintained as a tourist attraction. But on March 20th, 1958, the house was destroyed by fire. And arson was suspected, but never officially determined. Gein's car was sold at public auction for $760 to a carnival sideshow operator named Bunny Gibbons, who charged a quarter for people to see it, to see Ed Gein's car.
I feel like I'm in, like I went to that oddities convention, right? I do this with you. Research some crazy ass shit, look at pictures of shrunken heads. But visiting something like this, I don't see myself wanting to be like, oh, cool, let's go visit Ed Gein's house. Yeah, I want to go see the lampshades made out of someone's boobs.
And
let's go.
And I don't know if there are pictures or not. I think there are some pictures.
There are pictures. I've seen it.
Yeah, I was. But it said, too, that there was, like, a lot of pictures and a lot of evidence and that it was destroyed, like, on purpose.
I'm sure. So. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you'd think that there'd be some integrity for these victims.
Right.
Whether, you know, obviously he didn't kill every single one of them because he was robbing
graves. Right, but they're still victimized they're after death.
Yeah, it's still abuse of a corpse.
Yeah, it is. It is. And
it's fucked up.
It's just people are people.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I understand having weird fascination,
morbid but curiosity.
That's like, it's almost like cruel in a way to be like, let's relish in people's misery.
Right.
Let's relish in the fucked up thing that happened to someone after they died.
Right. Yeah.
But then like, again, I guess, you know, it's no different than arguing people go visit like the Holocaust museums.
Or like the Lizzie Borden house or.
Yeah.
Those kind of places.
I guess it's no different than that. No.
Nope. Or like Alcatraz. We went to Alcatraz.
Yeah, I was like 4.
Good times.
Good times when you were only 4.
Yep. Don't you remember? Ed's story was...
Actually, I do. I remember standing in the solitary. Remember we went into the solitary cell and it was pitch black and they shut the door on us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do remember that.
The traumatization of Daphne.
I was in solitary confinement at Alcatraz. They put me in.
Weird that you turned out this way.
Weird. Cheaper weird. Cheaper duper. Weird.
So Ed's story was the inspiration for a novel called Psycho by Robert Bloch in 1959, which was turned into a film by Alfred Hitchcock in 1960. And it has been loosely adapted into several different films, including the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The Buffalo Bill character in Silence of the Lambs is based partially on Ed Gein, partially on Ted Bundy.
Keeps the lotion on the skin.
Right. Partially.
Or puts the lotion on the skin.
And then there's this one movie called the rest of these ones I hadn't heard of, but there's this one called Three on a Meat Hook, which what is just fuck? Fucking really. I mean, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah, it's like loosely
I've
based on it.
I've never even seen it.
Oh, you haven't?
No, but remember we went through the haunted house at Universal a few years ago?
Uh-huh.
That was scary as shit.
Oh, those movies are great.
I don't like gory, though.
They're not. They are, but they're more like jump scares.
Like,
a lot
I'll never
of jump
forget
scares.
When I saw The Human Centipede, like, that kind of did me in for those movies for the rest of
That's
my
gross.
Whole life.
I didn't watch that. But I think Texas Chainsaw Massacre is more like a lot of jump scares.
And I've seen the first Saw movie, and I've seen most of the Final Destination movies.
Final
so I'm kind thing. Of good on my gore factor.
On that. But Three on a Meat Hook, I feel like that's kind of like...
fucked up.
Distasteful, yeah.
Yeah.
But I also haven't seen it, so I don't know. And then there's one called Deranged. And then there's one called Ed and His Mother. Oh, Ed and His Dead Mother. My bad. And then there's another one called A Child of God. So that's it. That's all that I have.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking. Then like on Psycho was adapted into Bates Motel, right? Norman Bates. That's mm-hmm. So that's also based off of Ed Gein.
Well,
Norman Bates.
Yeah. I mean, the Norman Bates character, yes, is based
loosely.
On. Loosely based on. Because he didn't. Well, I don't know if he killed his mom, but he kept her in that rocking chair and she was dead. He basically taxidermied her.
Yeah.
And kept her in that rocking chair.
I mean, it's an adaptation of the story.
Yeah. He wasn't trying to wear like a meat suit.
Yeah, that might be too far for television or not. I don't know.
Right. Not nowadays.
Well, that was on like mainstream TV, though. That was on like the CW or something like that.
Oh, you're talking about the Bates Motel. I thought you were talking about the 1960s version of the book, Alfred Hitchcock.
No, I'm talking about the show that we watched. Bates Motel. That was based off of Psycho.
Yes. Yes, it was an adaptation. So anyway, that's it.
Yeah, that's gross. Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, I feel like he didn't commit the other murders, though. That's my two cents.
Okay. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know where I stand on that.
I feel like people like to tell me their whole life stories. And if I were to meet Ed Gein, he probably would have said, I murdered two people. That was it. Straight up murder, two. Murder count, two. I'm not a serial killer.
Grave robber, yes.
Grave robber, yes. Necrophiliac, no.
Shrunken head,
yes.
Maker,
check.
Check. Tanner of human
skin. I'm going to hand him a card and he's going to check off everything that applies to him.
Right.
Killed one check, person,
yes
check.
Or no?
Killed two people, check. Killed three people, X. No, I think, yeah, I don't know. I just don't see him as a serial killer. He seems like he spends too much time doing projects.
He's real busy.
He's real entrepreneurial.
Got a lot of DIY stuff happening.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know a ton about this case. I knew that he like turned that, like he had human lampshades and all that stuff.
I've seen a picture of one of the lampshades.
But I didn't know a lot about it. And then people were telling me like, oh, he ground people up and served them as food to his neighbors and stuff. And like, I looked that up specifically and I couldn't find anything about that.
I don't know anything about that.
I've
never heard cannibalism in relation to him.
No, except for potentially to him for himself, but maybe not giving it to other people. Because they said that her heart was, that Bernice's heart was
by the stove.
Yeah, by the stove. But he might have just been going to be like, dehydrating it or something, because remember they found the box of organs.
Yeah.
So maybe he was just like preserving it or going to preserve it. I don't know.
Washing it.
Well, stove in the stove.
Cleansing it.
Yeah. Dehydrating it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Me either.
I feel like, yeah, I don't know. I just don't get serial killer vibes from him.
No.
I get that he was too busy.
He was busy.
Kind of vibes. Yeah. He's like, I only walked around the graveyard 40 times and only dug up bodies 9 times because I was kind of busy with the last one.
I was working on stuff.
Yeah. I was busy. How far was the graveyard from his house?
I don't know, because he went to different graveyards. Because he would go based off.
Oh, but he had a vehicle. Never mind. I was like, his arms have to be like buff as fuck.
Like, he's put some in a sack. Okay, that's just disrespectful.
No, I was talking about grave robbing, digging up graves.
But that's like, what I'm saying. Oh, you mean just the digging part? I thought you meant like the body part.
Well, I was also thinking like how, but then I was like, well, if he's driving, then he's putting them in his car.
And look at him. He looks crazy. He looks cuckoo cuckoo.
Yeah, he totally looks deranged.
Yeah.
Deranged is my word of the week.
Okay.
Well, cool. I said it the other day too, so I feel like I have to go with it.
I've said it twice, so therefore it's my word of the week.
I've said it twice today.
Well, you said the other day.
Well, I did. I said it the other day too, but I said it twice today. Okay, well, that's all. There's a picture of Groot, our dog, and he looks deranged. That's when I said it. I was like, he looks like a ravaged beast.
He looks feral, she said.
He totally looks feral. All right. Well, thank you, Mom.
Sure.
That was a lot of yuck.
Okay.
But also, like, interesting, fascinating yuck. Who knew shrunken heads were a real thing and not just in Harry Potter?
I can't believe you didn't know that.
Why would I have known that?
I just feel like it's common knowledge, especially if you're like we are.
What does that mean? Fucking morbid. Elaborate on that, Mom.
Like morbid and creepy and just fucked up. I mean, not that we're fucked up, but like clearly there's 200 and something podcasts about murder. There's all these fucking shows. There's just people.
And
yeah, people are just obsessed with weird shit, oddities and things that they don't understand.
Morbid fascinations.
Yeah, that's why I would have thought that you would have seen a shrunken head before. My bad.
No, man, I haven't. That's just odd. Thank you, though.
You're welcome.
I mean, I guess it's a cultural thing, though, too. So I don't know. You said you were going to talk about it at some point. So I'm going to let you talk about it. I'm not going to keep digging. I'm just going to go have nightmares now. Thanks.
I'll do a thing. You're welcome. Oh, and the other thing that I didn't include was that Ed Gein's headstone, people kept like chipping away at it and like taking pieces of it. And like, I think the whole middle of it, like, okay, look, here's a picture. So the part that has like his name and date of birth and date of death ended up being found like in Washington State, like Seattle, somewhere like that. And then
He's in an unmarked grave now.
He's in an unmarked grave, but it's not where he is. But he's not unknown because he's buried between his mom and his brother.
Okay.
And I don't know about the dad.
That's weird. The mom left the spot open for him. What happened to her head? Did her head get put back in her grave?
I don't know.
No, probably not because it got auctioned off and the house burned down.
No, because the auction was set prior to the burning down or post. So the house burned down on the 20th and the auction was supposed to be on the 30th. So everything still would have been in the house.
I bet it was the sheriff.
I mean, not tons of shit, but... Well, they said that there was, like, a crew working on the house next door, the property next door or something, and that
but that was 195 acres away.
Exactly. And they're like, but, you know, they really think that it was arson. Well, yeah.
I bet it was Warden. Sheriff Warden.
Maybe.
Well, or his mom just was killed there.
Or somebody whose mommy dug up because he could look at... You could look at a picture of his mom and your mom and be like, oh, fuck, my mom looks like him. I wonder if...
They didn't have the names of all the graves he dug up.
They did. They ended up, like, being able to go
and... I bet they probably told the families.
Well, and they opened up. But I just don't know if it all happened, like, that quick, though. But I guess it's, like, a year. Well, not even, because it was November to March. So that's a... short time span.
5 months.
So, but anyway, so a lot of the graves that he dug up and he had told them where he had dug up, they like went to the coffins because they were trying to like figure out if he was bullshitting, if he was really killing more people or if he really was grave robbing. And like they would go and open the coffins and some of them would have like nothing in them. Some of them would just have like missing stuff.
You know? There's not anybody like any grounds people at these cemeteries noting like, hey, by the way, let me report a stolen body. Because I'm pretty sure body snatching was illegal then.
Well, but if you dig up a grave in the middle of the night and nobody's there, it's a freshly dug grave the first place. And then he would put it back and he would bury it back up. He was very busy.
You could tell that there's disturbed land.
But like I said, it's a fresh grave anyway. So the people aren't like, oh, well.
Oh, he's digging up fresh bodies?
Literally what I just said. He would go based off of the obituaries.
Oh, fuck.
Well, and how are you going to get skin that you can dehydrate? Well,
if he's leathering it. Oh, I just assumed he was doing dehydrated already.
No, they can't be
formaldehyde.
Yeah, but they're still going to decompose. So, no, they were fresh.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Too much.
And it's bedtime.
It's past.
And I'm talking about... fucking grave robbing.
Right. We should probably wrap it.
All right. Thank you, Mom. That was good.
Okay, cool.
It was. Well, like, not good. Like, oh, my God, he's what a stand-up guy. But, like, good presentation. Good Thanks. Research.
Thanks. I hope I can make it good because there's a lot of shit happening in it.
No, it was great. We're funny. That's what people like about us. Or they don't. All right. You can follow us on Instagram at That's Disturbing Podcast or send us a Gmail if you'd like. That's Disturbing Podcast at gmail.com. If you want to send a case request, we do request this be formal.
Bill.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.